This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Still haven't switched to a real ID? Well, starting tomorrow, that might be a problem if you're heading to the airport. Let's get the story live from Newark Liberty with our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, there seems to be some confusion among people I speak to exactly what's going on here. So let's get right to the bottom line. 1010 Winds spoke with Lisa Farbstein of TSA. So what's the deal?
Passengers who are ready and have their real ID, passport, or another acceptable form of ID will see no difference than they see on any other given day. Passengers who do present a state-issued ID that is not real ID compliant, they're going to be notified, first of all, of their non-compliance with the law. Then they may be directed to a separate area and may receive additional screening.
So again, once again, if you do have a passport, you are okay. Now, all of this applies to passengers 18 years and older, just so you can plan accordingly. And Farbstein also says they believe the enforcement that's going to start tomorrow will go smoothly without delays in the security line. We shall see. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Newark Liberty.
And a reminder that when you apply for a real ID, anyone who's changed your name, mostly married women, will need to show your marriage certificate and divorce paperwork as well if you've changed your name multiple times. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer demanding a full Inspector General investigation into the problems at Newark Liberty Airport.
The technology is old and must be updated. It was one of the things that happened at Newark is a copper wire burnt. Why are we using copper wire in 2025? Have they heard of fiber?
It was last Monday when air traffic controllers in Philly, which coordinates planes arriving at Newark, temporarily lost radar and communications, meaning their screens went dark for nearly 90 seconds. That prompted about 20% of them to walk off the job. Their union says they took the action under the Federal Employees Compensation Act, which covers those who experience a traumatic event while on the job. Here's the radio communication from one pilot during that mess.
343, I am going to move you here because I just got told that the approach lost all their radars. Three of their four radar screens went black, and they have no frequency. 2343, whoever anyone else is on frequency. I guess this is a serious issue because I have one more arrival, and now I have nobody else coming inbound.
Governor Murphy has written to the federal DOT, blaming what he says has been decades of underinvestment in both infrastructure and staffing. He is asking Sean Duffy, the agency's head, to prioritize the New Jersey-New York region. For his part, Duffy blamed the Biden administration and told Fox News they're on it.
We are going to radically transform the way air traffic control looks. We're going to build a brand new air traffic control system from new telecom to new radars to new infrastructure. We're bringing on new air traffic controllers. This has been a problem in the decades coming, and we're going to fix it.
The secretary will have more to say in a news conference on Thursday. Better news about a small senior Chihuahua on the Upper West Side who's fighting for her life.
Penny was mauled over the weekend after two pit bulls attacked her as she was being walked by her owner, Lauren.
She's recovering now. She can walk. She has her personality. She's there. So we know that she's fighting and she's going to fight this. And we think that she will recover.
Lauren tells us Penny needed hours of surgery and still is in the ICU.
I am just absolutely furious that there is no recourse for us besides civilly.
As for the pit bull's owners, they ran off, leaving Lauren shaken and wanting justice. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A standoff between the mayor and governor over funding forces New York City to halt enrollment now in a program that advocates say is a lifeline for low-income families in the boroughs.
Who's supposed to be funding the Child Care Assistance Program? First Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro says
it is a state program funded by the state.
And he says the state is only willing to pay $350 million and has asked the city to match that. The governor's office tells us the city needs to pony up some of the money. City Council Finance Chair Justin Brannon doesn't like how City Hall is handling this.
Low-income working families who rely on the voucher program for child care, they're looking for some stability and some solutions. They're not looking for finger-pointing and passing the buck.
This will only impact new applications. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A 12-year-old migrant with alleged ties to the Trende Aragua gang is among four people arrested in connection with an attack on a pair of New York City cops in Times Square. Police say the officers were trying to stop a robbery in progress at the time. They also say the same kid was arrested last year in a string of cell phone robberies in Central Park. Both Mayor Adams and the police commissioner, Jessica Tisch, are expected to have more to say in a news conference later today. Meantime, in Newark, Mayor Ross Baraka is among those slamming ICE for starting to use Delaney Hall as a detention facility. ICE signed a 15-year, $60 million contract with a private prison company, Geo Group. Baraka says they began quietly housing people on May 1st. He says that's in blatant violation of the courts and notes that the company does not have a certificate of occupancy. He also says they've blocked inspectors from evaluating fire alarms, electrical systems, and plumbing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.